Today on Real Radio.
Do you see Jesus at all saying, sorry, one more healing. Okay, there you go. In my name, ho! Gotta go, the car's waiting. Good night and God bless. I don't think so.
You make me, break me, change my life completely. Always my days, I freely give you my praise. My heart is in your hands, let me feel your touch. Lord, I live for your love.
Hello and welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills in Southern California. We invite you to listen, learn, and be challenged by the Bible, God's Word. On today's edition of Real Radio, our teacher continues in his series through the New Testament narrative written by Luke. We're in a mini-series called People God Can Use, taken from Luke 6 and verses 12 through 26, which chronicles a number of key attributes in the Messiah's ministry, and for that matter, our ministry as believers. If you're a true believer, yet think that you are not qualified to be a part of the work of the Almighty, this presentation is for you. Here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
It says in verse 17 and 18, these people came to hear him. Will you mark that down? They came for two reasons, to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. Look at this, it goes on. Those diseases could manifest in all kinds of interesting ways. But note this, verse 18, as well as those who were tormented with demon or unclean spirits, and he healed them. This is powerful. When Jesus Christ gives out his word, church, listen up. When you and I as Christians open up the Bible, it should, listen, it should, what we do, have the power, because it is faithful to the Bible, it should have the power to benefit all people. See, what do you mean by that? Well, if we give the full counsel of God, as the Bible says, to teach the full counsel, when the word is taught, it should help you in your area of worry. Are you worrying? The Bible should address that, and it does. And it's incumbent upon you to take those promises of God and find rest. Are you sick? The Word of God speaks to you about healing. To call for the elders of the church or even friends and family to come and anoint you with oil and pray for you. What if God doesn't heal me? Oh, the Bible answers that too. He will give you His Word and His Word will comfort you. Bring you comfort. Whatever your life situation is, God has promised to be there. And how does He do that? He does that through His Word. And His Word will benefit the whole of who we are. In 1 Thessalonians, this is the reason why it's so. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Paul prayed to the church at Thessalonica. He says, now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you, that has set you apart from the world completely. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless into the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that great? By the way, that's the work of God. Isn't that exciting? Are you going to make it into the end? Yes, if the Spirit of God is at work within you. That's His job. The Holy Spirit is to see you through all the way to the end of either your life or when the Lord comes for us. So when God's word goes out, it will benefit the totality of who we are. And that's a very wonderful truth. John 17:17 says in his high priestly prayer that Jesus prayed, he prays to his Father and he says, Father, sanctify them by your truth, for your word is truth. The Bible. Ephesians 5:26, Paul the Apostle says, that he might sanctify you and cleanse you with the washing of the water of the word. That is the word of God, the Bible. So that is a very important thing. Listen, church, I love this. When I get down, and I don't even know why I allow myself to get to this point. Follow along with me if you can. I'll get busy running around doing the stuff I'm doing and all the stuff that comes with ministry and just life. And you know that little, is it the Duracell battery bunny or Ever-Ready battery bunny? You know when it starts to get kind of, we do that in our spiritual life. Oh man, you know, we're so busy and praise the Lord. And even in Christian service, man, one of the quickest ways to get drained is to give out spiritually. Because it involves tons of emotion. It involves things deeper than this earthly plane. And so what happens is that the temptation and the tendency is to get tired easily. What really needs to happen is to have a continuous link to the strength of God from heaven above. That's how we are able to serve as Christians one another without becoming like that little bunny and then falling over because we're tired. The Bible says, do not become weary at well-doing. Why does it say that? Because we have a temptation to become weary at well-doing. See, the truth of the matter is, when I go to the Word of God, and you guys, I'm not talking about preparing a Bible study. God in my life, as a pastor, that does not work in my life for me. I have to prepare a Bible study, and then there's what God says about my private time. Jack, now I forget all that stuff, Jack. I want to talk to you alone, just you and I together. And if I don't do that, I will suffer. God loves me. God is gracious and kind. But I'll begin to be tired. Why is that true? Because His Word benefits the whole of who I am. And if you do not know what I'm talking about today, I challenge you for the next 30 days. I tell you, it's so wonderful. The next 30 days, give God time in His Word with you, yourself alone with Him, and watch what happens to your life. Watch what happens. I highly encourage you to do it early in the day before the day has its way with you. But the beautiful thing about whomever God uses, you're strengthened and energized. What happens to you and I when the world uses us? Anybody want to guess? Do we even have to guess? Do you remember when the world uses us or used us? What happened? Well, we had a hangover. We had to get bailed out of jail. When the world used us, what happened? We became cynical, bitter, angry. It was the survival of the fittest. It was whatever the world does. The world uses us, extracts out of us what it wants, and then leaves us along the road, bruised, bloody, and beaten. It's the way of the world. Dog eat dog, goes the proverb of the world. When God gets done using us, what happens? When God uses us, we are energized. When God uses us, we're excited. When God uses us, we say, when can I go again? When God uses us, we may be tired, sweaty, whatever it might be on the outside, but inside we are energized. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I needed to hear that. God's Word will benefit us, and that's the entire man. Thirdly, under this point, the people that God uses, it's this. His counsel reaches toward all people. God's Word goes out to all. It says in verse 19, and the whole multitude sought to touch Him. Can you imagine all these people trying to touch Jesus? There's no record of Him having bodyguards or an entourage. It must have been crazy. For power went out from Him and He healed them all. Man, that's radical. What did that look like? We're so proper. We're sitting. We're thinking, well, they probably just got in line on a hillside. Yeah. Demon-possessed people. Excuse me, I know you're possessed, but can you get in line behind me, please? Can you imagine? People are standing there. Guy's got a crippled arm. One guy's got a bad leg. There's a little girl there with stomach problems. All this stuff. And then there's a demon guy. Standing in line behind you. Man, what's with this guy? You want to take cuts? Get up there. Get healed. Get out of here. I don't think it was so orderly. I think they were reaching after Him, and it was probably, if it wasn't for the power of God, He probably could have been crushed by their need. You know, you've read the Bible when they would cry out, oh, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. The Bible tells us the crowds would press against Him. It must have been absolutely crazy. Do you see Jesus at all saying, sorry, one more healing. Okay, there you go. In my name, ho! Gotta go. The car is waiting. Good night and God bless. I don't think so. He gave and He gave and He gave and He gave until the Bible records that He healed them. He touched them all. That's awesome. That's your Jesus. If you don't have this Jesus, you ain't got no Jesus.
Amen.
This is the Jesus of God's holy and wonderful word. He reaches all to all people. John 5:21 says, "For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whomever it pleases." John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Listen, these are the words of God. You need to hear them. "Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." In my Bible, I've told you before, I have a cartoon drawn of me alongside that verse of John chapter 10. I drew the Father's hands, and I drew the Son's hands. And in between those two hands is a body sticking out like lettuce out of a sandwich, and it's got a smiley face. That's me. I'm in the Father's hands, and I'm in the Son's hands, and the Bible says no one is able to snatch Jack out of my Father's hands or my hands. And I take great comfort in that. That can even make me be a little sassy. Because you know what? If somebody comes up and says, "Hey man, you know, you believe in the Bible, you're a weirdo man, don't you know that's an old book and you're crazy," and you know what? I am safe in the Father's hands. You can go yap on all you want. I am so happy and I am so content to be safe in my Father's hands. Do you know what it's like to have that kind of peace? You should know.
Amen.
He's so good. His counsel reaches towards all. There's nobody in this room today that's exempt from experiencing what Jesus is preaching and teaching and wanting to do. None of you are exempt. "Yeah, but Jack, I'm already a member of this cult that denies Jesus." Then get out of that crazy cult. Some man invented it. Are you willing to ride that cult all the way in to hell? Yippee! Hoo-hoo! And stay true to that whole thing all the way to the end, and as you see flames approaching? Can you imagine? Gee, maybe I was wrong. People knock on my door. They want me to believe in a cult that's 250 years old. What are you, crazy? Jesus said, "If you eat of the bread I give you, you'll never be hungry again. If you drink of the water I give you, you'll never be thirsty." Why would I want to lean on a cult that says, "Shh, Jesus is really hanging out in Brooklyn, New York. No one knows about it yet." If he is our Messiah Savior, why, oh why, would he hang out in Brooklyn, New York? No, our God, our Savior, our Lord, the Jesus of the Bible, is the eternal God who, by the way, was the one active in Genesis 1:1. Read your Bible carefully. The one who was active upon Mount Sinai in the burning bush. Read it carefully. The one who said to Joshua, "Take off your sandals, Joshua. The place you stand is holy ground." Read. He's always been. He's never been created. He's not deified, by the way. He's always been God. And he reaches out in this tremendous life, and with all that's at stake, he reaches out and he says, "Listen, I want to heal you, touch you, I want to bless you, I want to give you my life." These are the people who God can use, who have been touched by God. We talked last time together about how you and I do not qualify to be used by God in the eyes of the world, in the eyes of ourselves. But see, God takes the broken things and the bruised things, and he winds up using them the most. Aren't you glad for that? I love that. He's so good. He is so kind. And so our third and final point is in verses 20 to 26. I'm going to ask you to just put your seatbelt on, because Jesus lays it down. Church, listen, if you have a hard time with what I'm about to say, note, please, in your Bible, the letters are written in red. Email God if you care. I didn't write this book, and I'm not apologizing for it. I stand 100% behind it because it stands 1,000% behind me. I get to stand on it, literally. It's beneath my feet, and it's the only thing I know to be sure and firm. This is what Jesus says, and I tell you, it's got its plus, and it's got its minus. Just make sure you pick the right side to be on. It's your choice. The people God can use are a people that Jesus gives his character to. Verses 20 to 26. So it says here, he lifted up his eyes. Follow along. toward his disciples, and he said, "Blessed are you poor, for yours is the kingdom of God." The first thing I want you to see is found in verses 20 to 22, and that's, it's a happiness that comes from heaven above. The people that God can use. Oh, listen, church, he deposits within you a happiness that comes from above. Unmolested. Untainted. It's true happiness. And if you have a margin in your Bible, you need to write that down. Jesus is speaking about true happiness. We're talking about lasting happiness. It's important because the world out there is offering their spin on happiness. Okay? There's a big difference. All of us have been sucked into this. We look at the TV. Wow. In fact, it's Father's Day. What do I get? What am I getting today? Hey, if you're expecting your kids to give you something that's going to make you happy, dude, your life's pretty shallow. What excites you about the gift you're getting is that your kids are giving it to you. It doesn't matter if it's a cup of water with dirt in it and a daisy floating in it from your little two-year-old, right, to a cake. Who cares? Come on, guys. Do we care what it is? If you care what it is, come on. Kids, what is this? Man, I asked for a power drill. Come on. Man, there's something wrong. You need counseling. It's not what you're getting. It's that they're giving it to you. They come walking up there with their little hearts and their little eyes and their, "Dad." Look, my kids are older, and it's not what I get. It's that they just thought about, I don't even, honestly, guys, are you with me? "Hey, Dad, I didn't get you anything. I haven't had a chance, but I've been looking," and that's enough. In fact, wouldn't we be happy? We'd be content if there wasn't even a Father's Day. We don't have to have a Father's Day. Exactly. Thank you. It's every day. It's Father's Day. I'm going to be your father today. Don't try that at home. No, he's offering a happiness that comes from heaven. It says that he lifted up his eyes and he looked toward his disciples and he said to them, "Blessed or happy are you poor?" Oh, really? "Yes, for yours is the kingdom of God." Kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven. Interchangeable, not to worry. Why would he say this? What's he saying? What's he speaking? Jesus is making a fantastic announcement that has never before been announced. How can the poor be happy now? How can that be? How can the poor be blessed now? Because what Jesus is saying is the kingdom of God is yours. You say, "Jack, that's nice, but I'm asking you, my friend, to get your eyes off of your bank balance or what your neighbor owns. Stop it right now. Just stop it. What Jesus is saying is, what I am offering you guys, hello everyone, what I'm giving to all of you, never before spoken by any prophet since the creation, I'm announcing to you, you can be even poor and yet be qualified to receive the kingdom of God. And the beautiful thing is what? Kingdom of God? What is that? Everything that he had been doing. Showing them the power of God, the forgiveness of God, the love of God, the healing, the discernment, the pleasure of God. And if you are blind right now this morning, if you are listening in and you're blind, you are already thinking this thought, "Who cares? That's it? Move on." You're blind. Because you see, if you've lived at all, and you don't have to have a wallet full of $1,000 bills. You could have just had something to come to the conclusion, "You know what? This didn't really make me happy. I got that car. I got that house. I got this. I got that. I'm not happy." Jesus says, the poor can be happy now. How's that? Not by any earthly possession. But you can have the kingdom of God. And listen, this is pretty amazing. The happiness that he gives, the totality, the completion of that, It comes from heaven above, just like Jesus did. In Philippians 2:8, mark it down. Philippians 2:8, the Bible says, "And Jesus, being found in the appearance of a human, a man," that's a miracle, you know, "he humbled himself." He came from, church, listen, heaven above, and he came down to earth. You have to get this in your mind's eye to understand where we're going with this. Does God use money in heaven? No. Does he have currency exchange rates in heaven? No. Does he use gold in heaven? Only for asphalt. Right? Jesus came from heaven to where? Earth. Keep that in mind, because 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9 says, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich," stop right there, rich how? Money? No. Gold? No. Not monetary things. You think God uses dollars in heaven? He's too smart for that. It doesn't translate. You see, it's not a monetary thing he's speaking about. "For though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor." Not monetarily. God clothed himself in human skin and came into this world. That's getting pretty low. You say, "Chuck, I find that highly offensive." Well, listen, buddy. God Almighty came down here and put sandals on. Jesus had to wear diapers. He was eternal God, creator of the universe. And he allowed himself to come through Mary as a little baby? That's becoming pretty poor. Angels were there to see his birth, and he was the creator of angels. That's humbling yourself. See, we don't know anything about this. "That you through his poverty might become rich." I know that there are Christian television programs that say that God wants you rich, and they'll use that verse. Do you think for a moment that verse means monetary wealth? Man, if you think it means that, you get an F in your Bible class. Ma'am, sir, it means that the things of the kingdom of God Jesus laid aside, came down here to show us the way, that in that poverty of his, he invited us to come into his riches, and it has nothing to do with money. The gospel of Jesus Christ brings to us the kingdom of God. Now watch, it's vast. The definition's huge. Are you guys with me, everybody? Are you here? Are you here? Watch this. You have to watch this, because I don't have the capability of communicating it with my mouth. The kingdom of God is expansive, massive, found in Scripture. It can be heaven. It can be the millennial reign that's coming. It can be whenever the Word of God is being preached. We'll see this in a moment. It is certainly where Jesus is at any given time. Even when he was on earth, it can even be reduced down to the inside of you.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs of Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, in Southern California, in a presentation called People God Can Use. People God Can Use. It's actually a series within a series, part of our journey through the New Testament narrative of Luke. We're in chapter 6, and we'll continue on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Listen, are you familiar with Journey? Journey with Jack Hibbs? It's the television outreach of Calvary Chapel Chino Hills, and it can be seen on hischannel.com as well as other online means. Well, on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. West Coast time, our midweek study is also carried live. hischannel.com. We also have a link at realradioactive.org, realradioactive.org. Our number is toll-free, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact information can be found at realradioactive.org. Real Radio with Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel Chino Hills in Southern California and made possible by the generous participation of its listeners. Till next time, we at Real Radio and Calvary Chapel Chino Hills wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word.
Inside, You shine amidst this broken daylight.
Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills, California.